already in ocean of silence, because you got your folder, you got your subject, you got your aim, you got the idea, you prepare your mind. So we all are in ocean already. We all know about the journey. You started from your home to come Madhuban. That was what? That was journey? The time soul has taken body, whatever age now we are, that is journey. Day and night, we are on journey. Either we aware about it, or maybe we not aware about it. But we are on journey all the time. Because body is alive, we are breathing, we are on journey. And now, you know, all the time when I see the subject, what you all have selected, wonderful subject. But don't make it difficult. Don't think that the journey of silence is difficult. The journey of life is difficult. But journey of silence is very, very easy. Only we need to design nicely. We need to understand it. We need to love it. We need to experience it. We need to feel benefit of it. And we need to use it for others. So, in journey of this retreat, today, what is our subject? What is our subject? You all forgot. Ignite the flame. So it already ignited, or now we will ignite it? Tell me. Already? Already it ignited? When soul in body, means it already ignited. And that's why we're living. But because we have this subject now, so now we take it little serious. Soul is flame. Soul is flame. God is flame. The light. What is speciality of flame? If one of candle you start, flame will go up or down? You have to reply me, you know. I don't want dead silence. Okay. So, what will happen? The flame will go up or down? Maybe we do it and then we turn the candle, then flame will go down. Eh? Like we do it, then we turn it. We turn the candle, still flame will be up. Who is telling flame to go up? Nobody. That is the nature. That is the nature of flame. lightness. Light thing go up and heavy thing come down. A person was sitting under the tree. He was not scientist that time. He was a person. He was just sitting under the tree and he saw that this fruit has come down. Why not gone up? That is his, you know, ignited flame. See, so quick, suddenly. And he started to churn on it and he realized that law of gravity. Who is that? Newton. Eh? And he became scientist. Can you imagine just a person sitting under the tree and a fruit fallen down and his mind started to work and he became scientist? Can you imagine? So the flame, you know, is going up. Every time, any light thing, you know, when boil, you know, water boil, what happen? You know, water is there. But how we get rain? Collection of but because it gone up, you know, you see, I'm not speaking the full sentence even, full words even, because I'm giving you chance, you know. That when anything go up light and become heavy, come down. So Baba, why not staying under the ocean? Why not staying down the earth? Why is he staying up? Because he is not heavy, he is light. And he want to stay all the time up above. And he explain us that you all originally from up above. And the name of our original home is what? Sweet silence home. Why we say Paramdham? We speak in English. It's Paramdham, it's all this Mataji and Pitaji speak Paramdham. For us, no Paramdham. Sweet silence home. So the silence home have sweetness. Silence home is not boring world. It's not serious world. And that's why God loved to stay there. God the Almighty Father, all the time, all 5,000 years he's there. All the time he's there. Even he come down and he run away. You know? He come down and he run away. We giving so much love, we offering bhog. If Baba stay all the time in Madhuban, how much we give him respect and love and gifts and dancing, and how much, but he disappear. We all coming here for Bab Dada, and he come, he say wonderful, wonderful blessing, and he disappear. I remember that in those days we used to meet Agat Bab Dada in that, you know, Pandavabhavan, Baba's room, that small room. 15 people, 20 people sitting just on the floor. Baba is on the gadi, when Gulzar Dadi, and just Baba come, you know. And Baba meet each one, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, Baba talk, individual. And maybe Baba come 7 o'clock and maybe 2 or 3 o'clock Baba go. And when time for going for Baba to up above, we start to hold him with song. One by one we sing the song and we don't allow him to go. That if you will go, we will cry. We cannot stay without you. Please stay. don't go, Baba. You know, in Hindi we sing that song. One by one we, you know, we sing the song. And he stay, you know, 15, 20 minutes more. And then he go. So, he, the Father, the Almighty God, the Light, the Power, the Supreme Soul, he loved to stay in sweet silence home. And from there, he can do so many work. There are two words in Hindi, mehnat and mohabbat. Mehnat means effort and mohabbat means love. Baba is saying that if I'm ready to give you with love, why are you doing hard effort? So his definition is no hard effort. Enjoy silence with what you're liking. You like to play badminton? Okay. Stay under the tree, sit alone with your badminton. Keep it. Keep it there. And say, Baba, come, let's play with you. Now, you're not playing physically. You're not playing physically. The things are there. But you and Baba only, you two playing, you know. Now, that your game that you play, you're doing in your thinking. You know, yesterday I was giving general class. All other are there, you know, the one who are not youth. So I was giving them class, and they asking question, and one question they ask, I said, that is secret, I cannot share with you. Say, no, please share. They ask me question, you personally, how doing service through shakas? I said, oh, that is my private and personal effort. So please share it with us. And then I shared with them and they all were happy. So now it's open, you know, not secret. You see how I do? I select different day, different person. That today I want to give sakash to President of America, okay. You know, it's ignite the fire. You understand? What is ignite the fire means? All the time it's there. You ignite it. It's there, but use it, you know. See, this all candle are there, but when we need it, we ignite it. So then I give sakash that, oh soul, you are child of God, maybe you are President of America, so what? But you are child of God, open your third eye of wisdom. Try to connect your mind with God. The messenger of God want to come to you, make a way that they reach to you, you know. When it will reach, how it will reach, I'm not worried, but I done my work. It noted in the list of Baba's task. That way I select different day, different president of different country. Because our work. And then, you know, one day I told Priya that, Priya, please print all the scientists of the world. How many scientists are there? Give me. I put all them on my table. All the scientists. For many, many months. And giving sakas to all the scientists. You know. How they touch, what they do, it's their job. My job is to give. So, you know, I have so many creative experience of silence. You know. anything I need, any type of service or any type of thing I need, and I just do experiment of silence in that. And I lost in love, you know, and then I see the result, you know, automatic the result come different way. I don't know, I have told you about this, I told that day about this fire and how rain came. I told you? The fire and rain? Huh? Where? Coordinator retreat, yeah. Big fire started next door to our center, and I started my meditation that, Baba, it's your center. The fire brigade came, no water in the tank. I said, Baba, it's you. Baba, it's you. It's your center. Because fire literally were coming near, you know. And Priya, maybe you were upstairs, ne? And Tony Bhai on the traffic, huh? And Pakin Bhai at home. And I said, see, but what we do? We stuck. I said, Baba, now all supporters are here and there, and only we are struggling. And bright sun was there, and 1 hour heavy rain came. And stopped the fire. Play, game, entertainment, talk, order, whatever you say. Order to God, do this. In silence. I am in silence, you do now work. So he told the rain that come down and stop the fire. See, when it's happened with love and with entertainment, we do it more and more and more. So, in our daily routine, we create, like every day when you sit for your lunch, breakfast, your dinner, before you start, sit in silence for 2-3 minutes. Give so much power to your food. You know, I tell many people that when they sit to eat, they dump the food. They don't eat the food because they are busy. They have to go. The doctors say you eat proper. Instead of that, we, you know, if it's one toast, maybe 4 pieces, or maybe 2 pieces, some people I have seen, you know. Where are you going? For what to achieve? Why you not plan it your life? Oh, because we got up late. But why you get up late? Live with punctuality. Why you work late and give stress to yourself? So, you know, we are thinking that, oh, we are busy and we have to do so much. No. Become lover of silence and do everything. And in that, you do experiment, you know. You do experiment, and you enjoy. And it starts from youth. I learn from youth. You know, this Pinkesh, two brothers, cousin brother in Nairobi. You know? So the elder brother, after Molli class, you can't talk with him, you know. He is in his silence, moving in garden, moving all around in the house, and then go in Baba's room up to 9:30. No one can disturb him. And I learn that he want to earn first before he start his business. He want to earn. And, you know, and I'm telling you, he creates so many good ideas of service. Right, Priya? So many idea. The time I was living for a year, he said, but we want to do retreat here and you going. I said, okay, you do. So we will do, okay. And he created idea, and now 24th and 25th, I think 70 people have done retreat. I'm here, they have done retreat and they enjoy. The thought in silence, you know, come and then they enjoy. And the elder brother, the elder and the younger brother, if you come in the morning, you know, some people in the center are so important, we have list of the work. So we remain ready with the list that when he come, we start to speak. We can't speak, he's straight to Baba's room, like nobody here around him, only Baba. Literally, you can learn from this youth. And you can't disturb for 45 minutes. In the morning he come, evening he come, 5 o'clock he come, you can't disturb, you talk when he come out. Ooh, like a power. Even I am responsible there, I can't disturb. Because so powerful the stage, the silence, and just, you know, people get that. So when wherever you are in your center, you are good instrument. The Priya, you know Priya, she very punctual and regular in class, Amrut Vela, everything punctual. And the office and the account area up to date because they are yoga power. I tell them all the time. Our office work, no stress. Our account, no stress. Because they are yoga power. They do everything with yoga, with the stage, with the silence. So all our elders learn from them. You understand? So you are good instrument. From today, you are igniting your fire. Nobody should inspire you. You inspire others. You understand? Don't bring your state down so other worry about your state that, oh, what will happen to this one? Oh, brother, you are so good, you know. Sister, you are so good. Please, please. No. You can be wonderful powerhouse. Let others learn through you. Maybe you all are very, very good instrument of service in your center, wherever you are. But this subtle, you know, igniting the fire. Now what are we doing after igniting the fire? Don't fix the time that morning 3 o'clock I ignite the fire or 5 o'clock or 2:30 in the morning. Igniting the fire and time, no relation. Time is time, fire is fire. Because Baba can touch you anytime, anywhere, that my child do this. Let me give you an example that, you know, one of the brother who had idea for traffic control for many years ago. And he shared with Daddy. And they done trial in Madhuban. And now all the center doing traffic control, that 5 times traffic control, originally. It's morning, then 10:30, then 12. And then 5:30, then 7:30. That original, I think one of the brother of Australia, you know, he got idea. And it started, and see how much idea of one person. And it traveled the world. All center, and I think many Brahmin also putting in their watch, you know, in their mobile. One person thought it igniting fire in many Baba's children, many centers, many area. And Daddy liked it so much, and after some years, suddenly, Daddy said, every 1 hour, 2 seconds, innocent Daddy, When she speaks, she don't know what result will come. And others say, how it possible, daddy, it not possible. She just innocently said, every hour, few seconds. And now, you can see that many places they have adopted this every hour. Now, this is that ignite the lamp, ignite the fire, that thought. You create one wonderful thought which can travel the world. And never think your age. Never think about your limitation. Never think about your so many responsibility and your burden. Never think about your sickness even. This powerful, powerful silence can change everything. Because we are Baba's children. Even sickness can change. Struggle can change. Confusion can change. Everything can change. One of the young brother came to me. It's a story of somebody before, few years ago. And he said that, sister, I like this knowledge so much now. And I'm in this knowledge 2 years. But I want to tell you one my secret, which I never share with anybody. He said, I have little relation with somebody which now it's too much deep and it affects him to my effort. I said, where is she? She said, no, she's not in this country, she's in another country. But still we communicate, you know, we can't forget each other. I said, what's your plan? You want to get married? He said, no. Now, Baba. I said, so you want to keep your feet in both boats? Here and there? He said, no, please help me. I said, you have courage? Say, you give me courage. I said, you write straight away to her that this is my last communication with you. You don't communicate with me. I will not communicate with you. I have related now my life with God. I want to remain unmarried, my marriage with God. And if you want to get married with anybody, you're free. And if you want to connect with God, I can give you information where to connect. I spoke, he written. And it reached to her, and this one was in fear that what answer will come. And the answer came that it's wonderful, good luck to you, don't worry about me. And he became so happy that, sister, I was never understood that you are straightforward. He said, if I have to do this, I never do in my life. I was in fear. And you cut this. So what I'm saying, this is all the procedure in life is igniting fire. Fire means finish off. Any problem, any confusion? Finish it. Don't become so sentimental and when there we going wrong, you know. If we become sentimental, then everything, the whole body become lion, lioness. So to ignite the fire is not that you put candle and just do yoga. Me and Baba. I'm light, Baba light, I'm light, Baba. That is not. That is a baby job. It is a different way. In our action also. We feel that one powerful star here. Like torch, just simple thing, torch. You know, you keep torch with you. When you need, you switch on and you switch off. So, you have powerful torch of silence whenever you need to send sakash, go in silence. And never think about distance, that because I am here, how I can send my vibration to down, South America. How I can go there, how I can do there. Anything can possible. Nothing is impossible. You know, it's interesting that this year, when my program for South America to travel, I'm not aware much, you know, I see only in the map. So, they arrange Chile also. And they say, you are the first one, Indian guru or Brahma Kumari or whatever we say, you are the first one who will go down, the end of the earth, you know, it's near to. Priya was with me, South Pole. See, you are the first one, you know. So we both went there. And that is Punta Arenas. The last, you know. And they have arranged wonderful program there. Many Chilean came, many Indian came, and wonderful program. And we felt so good that we are just, you know, the last beat of the earth, you know, down. We thought that South Africa is, but this is more down, eh? Near Antarctica. So what I'm saying, that thought can move mountain. Now, you design. You are miracle maker. You are doing so many variety program in computer. Clever in IT. I'm not clever in that. But you can create this here, you know. Because computer have created from mind, intellect and impression, from the soul. And we all have this biggest computer here. Go within. And to create more interest, do practice, sit alone. Leave your mobile aside, leave your computer, everything. Sit in a silence. Don't think much, nothing, just relax. Slowly, you know, less thought, less, 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 less. and one thought. Try to hold yourself on one thought. Like, let me give you an example. I take thought that, Baba, I want to enjoy the experience of victorious 8-bit. That is my thought. I come or not, that is, I come in a victorious bead or not, or I am in there or not, that I don't know. But I want to enjoy, whoever in that 8-bit, I want to enjoy that experience. Okay, so, Baba, I want to get experience of victorious bead. I'm your child. I was victorious before also. I'm victorious now also. I'm free from all vices. I am free from all worry. I have accumulated all the quality what Baba is giving me. I'm a perfect soul. I'm a powerful soul. I can be right hand to Baba. I can do most of the work of Baba. I'm a silence. I'm a dot. My beloved Baba, I'm so happy. What I wanted, you gave me. I'm enjoying. I'm lucky. I'm happy. So this is the little experience I gave you. They take a thought, give commentary to your own self. Don't put this tape record and commentary and put in the ear and mobile. Free from all this created with through science, put and you create your own commentary, you know. And you will see you have so much energy within. It will come natural. So this is the trial, ignite flame on different word, different subject, different stage. Maybe you can be experience of Farista. You can be experienced, you know, like you think that you are deity in one of the temple. Create nice temple. You are sitting in the temple. People and crowd coming to you. And you are there, you are giving them blessing, you know. So you take experience that, oh, millions and billions coming and you are giving blessing to them. Create that vision. So whatever, everything you can do now only in this conference age. You know, like a small baby play with small toys, you know, and remain happy. We are not small babies now. With one student and with little center and with little service or a little job or little work, and we say, No. Create bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger vision. And as much more you will create vision, that much more you achieve. And one thing I understood all this year, that every time keep one thing in mind, that as much clever you become, or elder you become, or expert, keep connection with your seed, origin, your respect for your the center, your teacher. That you keep all the time. Never disconnect. When you disconnect with your center and your teacher, then I think, you know, your machine will not work proper. That is very, very, very important. Either they correct you, either they respect you, either they love you, whatever they advise you, you respect everything, then your progress will be there. Never go far from your instrument. Let instrument feel that you are very good helper for your instrument. And you will see so much blessing will come to you. That you keep in mind all the time. So natural. Whatever you need, it will come to you. Don't do bhatti with program. Don't do yoga with time only. Time is a institution timing program, Amrut Vela and class. That we need to do. But you create interest that whole confluence age is the age for experience. If Baba want to do something through you, anytime, then you need to ready that Baba will touch you. My child, do this. And that time you will not see. You know, sometimes we don't get proper sleep. So what we think, oh my God, you know, yesterday night was not good. Maybe because of mosquito, or because of I tired, or because I don't know some medicine, or because the food, I had not proper sleep. We made wrong definition. It was not like that. Baba was waking you up to tell something. And we forgot to remember that what to ask him, Baba, what you telling me? Okay, tell me. If you sit, you will see some good idea will come to you. This is the time for him to tell us in silence. So we need to listen his voice in silence. You know, one day, one priest I met, and we both were talking. He was sharing, I was sharing, he was sharing, I was sharing. And then he told me that, sister, I'm working as a priest, but I can see that you look so happy. I am not. Why? I said, that you have to check, because I can share my happiness, but you are not happy, so that you, maybe you know. Then I explain him that in our life, all the time we tell God give this, God give this, God give this, God give this, and we want that God listen our voice. What we want, God need to listen and to give. I ask him, you ever heard voice of God? He said, how? I said, only God have to listen us. We no need to listen him. See, but how? Then I told him about knowledge, that we need to sit in peace and we need to listen him, what he want from me. And I told him, I look happy because I listen him, that what he want from me. And he was so happy that really we need to listen what God telling. I said, yes. Because our life system that, oh, we have to tell everything to God. But he also telling something, because he loves us. So when we will listen it, only we love silence, then we able to listen what he is telling me. His voice is silence voice. And if we love silence, then we will understand his voice. It becomes very easy to understand his voice. His silence voice is so powerful. And literally, it straight touch to you. Because the plain mind and thought will land in your mind. And that's Baba is giving you thought. This is a very, very secret philosophy. All the philosopher, all scientist, all the one who research, they all get messages in silence. They sit in silence, they listen the messages. So, when your subject ignite the fire. It's not little meaning. It's very deep meaning, which we need to create, to do, to enjoy, to share. As much you share, that much more it increase in your experiences. And then it will become your nature. Then you don't need to share much with your friends and here and there and there and there. Because you know that you have time to share with God, to listen him. Good luck to you all with the ignited fire. Travel to the world. Saw the world. And become victorious star.
Thank you, Vedanti Ben, for that. Gosh, I couldn't even describe how many jewels you just gave us. I feel like we've just uncovered a whole treasure store into our magical odyssey of silence. And so, kind of like, I think no one wants to say anything or think we all want to just kind of stay in some very nice silent time and quiet, but thank you for spending time with us today and also yesterday. I think what you've offered us has been just some really good insight, but eye-opening ways to make silence practical and also fun. I think she made it sound very light and very easy and very not difficult and not scary and actually something that we can look even more forward to having on a daily basis, and not officially, but just to keep it with us. And so thank you.
From this year is a duty which I given as a instrument for youth, RC. I'm welcoming you all to Nairobi for retreat. Whenever you all like to come, organizer, you all welcome. Priyam, Kananben, Africa, Dipti Ben is not around. So you all welcome, we can, you do wonderful, wonderful retreat there. Yeah, because it's my duty, because just I got duty, and the whole year of 2014, good luck for you, and next year you all will be different, sparkling star. Om Shanti.
There is a new retreat center in Nairobi now, so. And safaris? Safari of Silence. We've already got the title. But there will not be giraffes coming into your Amrit Vela unless they're in your mind. So thank you. Yes, Vedanti Ben is being pulled in many directions for, with all the retreats and with Dadi, and so we're very fortunate to have more than an hour with her today. And so what she's leaving with us is Sister Kannan, who's going to help us kind of bring together everything that has been shared with us today, to kind of formulate it and kind of let's process a little bit in a way that we can use it throughout the rest of our day and throughout the rest of our retreat. And so, because we've been given so many jewels just in the last hour, and some may say, wow, this is a lot. And some may say, okay, this is pretty good. It's pretty easy to manage. But it's also a way that as a group we can kind of take it, and I don't say if we can use the word processing or just kind of put some of the pieces together as we move forward on this journey. And so Kannan is going to help us do that based on what was just shared with us, because so much richness just came out. And now let's kind of not recap, but let's put it into the essence that we'll be able to pull and keep with us, and also carry with us while we do our meditation this evening and go into our age groups this evening. So, Kannan?
Thank you, Nilisha. So we have 15 minutes to just share amongst ourselves what we've taken, what we feel, and it's part of the process of you digesting whatever you've gone through during this whole morning till now. I'll just share for myself what I've taken, and then probably you're prompted to share your side. This morning was beautiful because on one level it was the start, it was the fuel of the Amrit Vela for the day. And so the feeling I had was that really Baba is the one that I want to connect to, so that in that silence, I have a silence that is not physically silent, but a silence that I can actually sit and listen to Baba. You know, that was for me what I started with. And that's when Sister Vedanti shared about that point of listening, it triggered that. That experience was triggered by what she said. And I thought, yeah, that's where I want to reach. That most of the time I'm sitting there in front of Baba and I'm putting my stuff very nicely to him, but I'm not actually listening to him. I'm not actually allowing him to say his part so that my conscience can pick what he's saying for me to do. So I know what I have to do because I can see my stuff, but I'm not sure what Baba wants me to do. And so that was what was stimulated also for the morning Murli, I was seeing how can I connect to this Odyssey of Silence retreat that I'm taking myself through with what Baba is saying today in the Murli for me. And one thing was very much ringing in my heart was this word forgiveness. You know, forgiveness. And I was thinking about this word forgiveness. You know, what is it that Baba means by this word forgiveness? Studying that language. And I think I asked Nilisha, and we were like exploring it too, that it's about the heart, isn't it? It's about allowing Baba into my heart in such a way that there's no one else there. And that's the biggest level of forgiveness we can actually explore. It's not about saying, okay, sorry God, I've done this, or sorry Baba, I've done this, and please help me, forgive me, or it's not, that's still bhakti, but jnana is more about, Baba, come into my life and take over and clean the soul in such a way that past is past, you know, and move forward with that energy. So these are the few thoughts that I'm playing with today. So I'd like you to share. Anybody have something to share? Can we have another mic? Yeah. While the mic appears, anyone? Any questions from what Sister Vedanti shared? Any comments? Anything? We just like to hear your voice, that's all.
Om Shanti. Oh, I was very much inspired by Sister Vedanti. Also yesterday she was saying that silence is practical. I mean, it's not just seriousness. This is for real. All throughout the day I can take that silence and I can bring it into my life, smiling and watching the scenes of the drama. And for me it's very important because I've got a feeling that where I live, people are very, very serious. Okay, I myself am very serious too, but then as soon as I go into the bus and look at the passengers, you know, it's not very positive. The energy, the vibration that they spread all around. But the realization is, I'm the only one who can spread the most positive vibration. I'm the only one who can really, really smile to them and create another space of awareness, another space of positivity. And so Vedanti helped me to keep it practical and not to let it go, because it's so important, this subtle energy of positivity and smiling silence. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hey. I think the words that struck me quite a lot was, your thoughts can go around the world. The energy of your thoughts can go around the world. The more that practice of silence happens, what happens inside is there's a value over thoughts. There's a value over the quality of thinking that I'm creating. And from positive thoughts, our thoughts sort of become pure. And it's those pure thoughts are those thoughts that do travel around the world, that do leave an impact. So whatever's going on internally, whether it's positive or whether it's negative, it always leaves an impact on those around us. So this is where that checking has to happen for the self, really. And for that to happen, I need to spend time in silence. I need to experience it. I need to love it. Because it's a fun thing. It really is a fun thing. From my experience, it's just going into that space where I'm just real. I'm enough. I don't have to prove anything. And when I come from that space, that energy serves. Whatever's happening inside leaves a connection, leaves an influence. So I'm responsible for that. What kind of influence, what kind of energy am I projecting? And that all comes from that experience of silence.
Thank you. Sisters?
Hello, Om Shanti. The biggest thing that stuck out to me was the point about Sakash. And for me, that was really personal because I'm the type of person that really wants to help everyone the most I can because I'm a caring person, and if someone's going through something, then I try to help them. But then I end up giving too much of my effort and then bringing myself down in a way. So then giving people good wishes is such a good thing because you don't even have to put in too much effort. It's just in your mind, you just through thoughts, you know, give them good wishes through your thoughts, and it just, you're emitting good energy to them and the positive vibes, and then in that way they can, you know, get inspired by you maybe, and maybe they'll come out of their sorrow, come out of their depression. So that's what I learned about.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I'm Shanti. I think what I took from Vedanta Ben's class has to be with experiencing silence. You know, silence is so much more deeper than the physical level. You really have to experience it. And I think over the past couple of days from Coordinator's Retreat come into the IYR, I have really been experiencing silence, even though I'm in sound, even though I'm in class, even though I have to interact with people. Silence is actually in the mind, you know? And I think the experience really gets deeper when you start experiencing silence on that level. And the second point was that when you can't sleep for any specific reason, it's not to say you have to blame it on something, but it's actually Baba is keeping you awake to tell you something. Because last night, so happens, I had a terrible cough. I still do. And I could have barely gotten about an hour's sleep, I think. The only time I really got to sleep good is exactly at 3:59 a.m. So, and I think, so I'm going to look at that a little bit differently now. When I can't sleep, let me go to Baba's room or something. Thank you.
Thank you. Honest sharings. Anyone else?
I'm Shanti. So, the points that strikes me, I like what Sister Vedanti is about the silence. Make silence our natural effort, like just make it so natural that we'll be able to catch Baba's touchings and can be a wonderful powerhouse, not only for ourselves but also for others and for the world. And can silence makes vast magical works for each and every one of us. That can be a big service. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, thank you. Are we through? Any burning to speak? Anybody? This is your moment. You're processing.
Maybe they're still processing.
They're still processing.
Well, there'll be other opportunities to share and to just kind of process out loud, we'll say. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank
Kanan.
You.
Thank you for your time and for your thoughtfulness. So, we've had quite a full morning so far, haven't we? So what we have ahead of us for the rest of the day is, well, we're going to have lunch soon, which is always good. Yes, right? Okay, and then there is, Aaron, what's the plan for sports?
So, today we have cricket again, but yeah, it's my favorite sport, so... We love cricket, but I just want to know from a show of hands who's like interested in volleyball. Anyone? Because the brother just wants to know. Because then it doesn't make sense me getting it and then no one plays.
And poor Joseph has to play by himself.
Yeah. Okay. About badminton. They're trying to get some rackets and so on because they have to find the rackets because they haven't played in so long. So as soon as they get that, that will be up. In the meanwhile, I guess you can do as Vedanti Ben said and sit under a tree and me marching you play. So, yeah. So, but there's also the brothers yesterday played football, so you all can join that as well in the garage area. And also today, the sisters can do this if you want. I know you all don't want to play too much active things. So, but Bhavesh is, he's going to go on a hike or a walk, and he'll explain some more what he's going to do. So he'll...
It's just a thought that came from something we did a few days ago. As this theme is on a journey, and it'd be really good to actually do a physical journey as well. So the thought was actually to go for a hike related to sports. So, well, sometimes, you know, hikes can be quite an effort as well. So it's a hike within this area in the mountains. If anybody's interested to come, you're most welcome to. The younger ones have got their own hike, haven't you? But yeah. But yes, we're planning to meet at Transport Department at 2:45, leaving promptly at 3 o'clock. So if you're not there for 3, if you're late, we won't wait, because it's hopefully for about an hour and a half, so we'll be back for 4:30. So just a show of hands who's interested. Yeah, because you've got your own hike, haven't you? Apologies, but maybe we could do it another day. But a hike for everybody else who wants to come along. We'll leave by 3. So, and if there's any picnic stuff you want to bring, bring it along. Bring a snack, yeah.